WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation.
Let's go down now to public address announcer Kevin Gorgel for the announcement of our starting lineup.
Silver Streaks. The Silver Streaks enter tonight's contest. The record of 8-9, 2-1 in the Western Big Six. Number four, a 5'6 freshman, Bailey Boyer. Number 10, a 5'6 senior, Whitney Daler. Number 12, a 5'8 junior, Sarah Baker. Number 14, a 5'7 sophomore, Jessica Howard. And number 52, Mynika Warner. And now, the starting lineup for your Moline Lady Maroons. The Lady Maroons enter tonight's contest with a record of 14-4, 3-0 in the Western Big Six. Number 12, a 5'4 junior, Erica Leader. Number 20, a 5'8 junior, Miranda Giever. Number 30, a 5'6 junior, Emily Kozlerich. Number 42, a 6-foot junior, Alyssa Decker. And number 54, a 5'11 sophomore, Markeisha Harris. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jenna Finley and Jackie Howard. The Lady Maroons are coached by Steve Ford, assisted by Russ Kukin and Steve Eckert. Tonight's officials are Wade Steckel, Linda Rudolph, and Matt Hanley.
And all three of the officials are from Davenport. The Streaks are dressed in their traveling black uniforms tonight. They have the white streaks across the chest and the white numerals along with the gray and white piping. Moline dressed in their home white uniforms here at Wharton Fieldhouse. They have Moline across the chest in burgundy and the burgundy and black trim. Galesburg going from left to right, which is east to west. Moline from right to left. At center court, it'll be Markeisha Harris. She was Fowler last year. She's Markeisha Harris to jump against Mynika Warner, and the opening tip is controlled by Galesburg. Here's Bailey Boyer into the front court, left to right for the Streaks. Now to Sarah Baker. Alley-oop pass to Warner is going to be tipped away underneath and stolen by Alyssa Decker. Back comes Moline into the front court. Into Harris. She'll put it up. Air ball pulled out of there by Howard of Galesburg. So the Streaks get it back into the front court. We're going to get a foul here that's going to be called against Moline's Miranda Giever, her first, the first team foul against the Maroons.
Well, not a very good first possession right there by the Streaks. They tried to force the ball into Mynika, and there was no passing lane for Sarah Baker. She threw it right into the defense.
Here comes Bailey Boyer for Galesburg now in the dribble outside the three-point line right wing. Looking inside, gets it to Whitney Daler. Now in the paint and out of Warner. She gives it to Sarah Baker. Pull-up jumper off the glass. She missed the rim. The rebound controlled by Leader. Back comes Leader. Fast break all the way down. Shot up no good by Harris as she missed the easy one. Galesburg got beat down the floor. Rebound Baker. Back comes Galesburg on the break to Warner on the baseline. She tried to get an off-balance shot up. No good. Daler got the rebound. Warner puts it up again. No good. And the rebound this time is controlled by Alyssa Decker of Moline. Outlet pass to Kozlerich. Back now to Leader. Leader, top of the key, now to Decker. On the right side, Kozlerich. Now back up top to Harris. Harris now on the near side to Erica Leader. Now back up top, Kozlerich. She almost lost it, drives the paint, put it up, no good. The foul is going to be called against Warner. Looked like a pretty good block from up here in the Crow's Nest.
Well, and late call at that. It was called well after the block was made. From our view up here, definitely looked like a clean block by Mynika on the weak side block.
Emily Kozlerich, the 5'6 junior, goes to the free throw line and makes the basket. That'll be the first point of the game. Shelby Pacheco comes in, and Sarah Baker will go out. Warner thought she was going to go out with the foul, but she stays in, so they have Pacheco and Warner inside. Kozlerich's second, also good. She was one of those all-conference players last year. Full court pressure by the Lady Maroons. Comes into Daler at center court. She spins over the timeline. Now to Pacheco, top of the key for Galesburg. Pacheco now one dribble. Back up top now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now up top to Howard. Now left side Pacheco on the wing. Top now to Warner. Back now to Daler, top of the key. Daler now goes back on the, it's going to be stolen by Kozlarik. A lazy pass to Howard, and Kozlarik comes back on the front court. Kozlarik, top of the key now to Harris. Near side, they get the ball over to Miranda Giever. Giever, top of the key now to Decker. Decker has it up top, guarded by Warner. Decker will drive the foul line right. Bounce pass now to Kozlarik into Harris. She'll put it up, left-handed shot up, no good, and we'll get another foul inside. They're going to get Warner again.
Yeah, they're definitely going to call it on Warner here. And the one thing Manika's got to learn is how to hold her position and take a charge right there. Is Harris definitely dropped the shoulder and was going into her, but unfortunately Manika went for the block instead of the charge.
Markeisha Harris averaging 16.5 a ball game, and now going out will be Manika Warner as Maddie Boyer and Jamie Johnson come in. Whitney Daler will go out.
And not a good time for the Streaks here, as their offense seems to shut down when Manika's not on the floor.
Harris missed the first, makes the second. Full court pressure by Moline's. Going to be tipped away in the backcourt now by Moline's Miranda Giever, and Galesburg turns it over. Back into the front court now come the Maroons. This is Erica Leader out front. Leader now on the dribble. She'll drive all the way to the paint and puts it up and through. Erica Leader with Warner out of there. They go right inside. The point guard on the base, on the lane drive, and now it's going to be tipped away on the inbounds pass, tipped away that time by Miranda Giever, and they'll try it again. Jamie Johnson now gets it into Howard. Johnson will bring it up for the Streaks. She's triple teamed, but got it down to Pacheco. It was knocked away from Pacheco by Miranda Giever out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket.
Yeah, Jamie Johnson has to recognize sooner that pass up court if she's going to make that to Pacheco. She was wide open for about 5 seconds before she threw it.
Comes into Johnson. Johnson will put it up partially blocked underneath by Markeisha Harris. Now to Kozlarik. Ahead now in the front court. They get the ball down to Miranda Giever. In the lane, Kozlarik takes the jumper. No good. It's going to go out of bounds, and they'll give it to Galesburg. They say it's off Moline.
Well, right now, the Streaks have to be a little bit more active on this press break. All they're doing is relying on somebody to run away from the defender. We're going to have to see some screen set between the guards to free somebody up. Bailey Boyer's just trying to run away from her defender right now.
Sarah Baker will trigger it in for the Streaks against the full court pressure. Comes into Howard, back to Baker. Baker now dribbles down court quickly. They beat the press easily that time. Top of the key, Bailey Boyer now for Galesburg. 5:18 to go first quarter. 5-0 Moline. Left side Boyer. Now the give and go to Pacheco, who puts it up and through. Shelby Pacheco on the give and go right down the lane. Galesburg's first basket of the game. And now back down, and we're going to get a shot up by Markeisha Harris. And a foul is going to be called again against the Silver Streaks. And this time the foul is going to go against Galesburg's Jessica Howard, her first, the third team foul. And back to the line, Markeisha Harris.
Well, Jim, this is something that I've talked about earlier in the season that the Streaks were doing such a poor job at. And it's getting positioned to take charges. Right there, Markeisha Harris now twice down the floor in the early going has thrown her body into people, and the Streaks have picked up fouls because they're not willing to take the charge.
She misses the first, makes the second, makes it a 6-2 game. Here comes the Streaks, and now we'll get Markeisha Harris reaching in on Sarah Baker at center court, her first, and that'll be the second team foul against the Lady Maroons.
Well, and the other effect of taking the charges, two facts. First, Markeisha Harris will be getting into foul trouble a lot quicker. Wow, almost a backcourt right there.
Comes in now to Baker, to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now gets a pick on the right side from Pacheco. Drives inside the three-point line, guarded by Decker. Now back out to Sarah Baker, top of the key, Howard. Jessica Howard now for the Streaks with the ball on the left side dribble. Howard getting hounded by Kozlarik outside, and Kozlarik knocks the ball away from Howard, but Galesburg will control on the far side.
Jim, to finish what I was saying, the other second effect of taking some charges would be to limit the aggressiveness of the Maroons going inside.
Comes into Bailey Boyer. Boyer now gets it out to Shelby Pacheco outside the three-point line. Now to Sarah Baker, left wing to Bailey Boyer. Boyer has the ball tipped away from her by Miranda Giever out of bounds. Boy, Moline a little bit more aggressive on defense than the Streaks.
Oh, very much. So, and the Streaks have to be able to take advantage of that. Back cuts, and they have to take the aggressiveness to create some fouls.
Comes in Jessica Howard to Sarah Baker with 4:30 to go first quarter. 6-2, Moline. High post now to Maddie Boyer. She'll dribble down the three-point line. Spins, bounce pass into Pacheco, and we're going to get a push here, I think, called against Moline's Alyssa Decker, as she was too tight on Pacheco.
Yes, and that was a better job of the offense. Pacheco did a good job of getting post position and a nice interior feed try right there.
Bounce pass into Sarah Baker, but it's going to be rejected by Markeisha Harris and picked up now by Giever. Back on the point on the end of the front court comes Moline. Top of the key now, Erica Leader. They go right inside to Harris. She'll put it up in the lane over Pacheco. No good. Gets her own rebound, but I think she walked with it. No, they're going to call a foul.
Well, she seems to be getting the benefit of the doubt on a lot of fouls inside right now as she was able to collect her own rebound right there. And just fading away from the basket, we're going to get a bump call.
Maddie Boyer's first. Here's the free throw, and it's going to be good by Markeisha Harris. That's her fifth free throw. She's made 3 out of 5. That's the fourth team foul on the Streaks, Maddie Boyer's first foul. Harris' second free throw is on the way, and this one's good. So she has 4 points in the game, all from the line, and it's 8-2 Moline. Here comes Sarah Baker, left to right now for Galesburg. Bounce pass now to Howard, foul line left. Howard now comes back. She's hounded by Kozlerick. Now threw a lazy pass to Bailey Boyer, and it was intercepted by Miranda Giever of Moline, but she traveled with the ball.
Well, Jim, right now the girls are making lazy passes, and they're being weak with the ball. Even when Howard was just holding the ball, she almost got the ball tipped away from her because she's not being strong with the ball. You have to be smart, play strong, and also make better passes.
Baker now with the dribble left side, top of the key, Pacheco. Now to Boyer, backdoor pass, Sarah Baker. She'll put it up good. Great pass to Baker, and Baker's first basket of the game makes it 8-4, Moline. Now they come right inside, and Pacheco is reaching around Markeisha Harris as they're going to the low post to Harris, and Pacheco commits the foul, her first. That'll be the 15th foul against the Streaks.
Well, so far the Streaks have fouled Harris 4 times in the early going. They've got to play some better defense on her.
Comes in now to Erica Leader on the right side. Leader top of the key, Kozlerick. Kozlerick left-handed dribble. Here's a three-pointer, Giever from the left side, no good. The rebound's going to come all the way out and be picked up by Kozlerick. Now she pops it back out and out of Leader. Left side, Giever. Giever on the drive against Boyer. Bounce pass now out to Harris. Harris will give the ball to Erica Leader, and Leader at center court now will reset the offense for the Maroons. Kozlerick now. Up top gets the ball to Alyssa Decker. Now the pass into Harris is stolen by Baker. Galesburg gets a turnover. Here comes Bailey Boyer, and she's going to have it knocked away by Kozlerick. And Kozlerick says, what? Who, me? And yes, the official says, yes, you, says Matt Henley of Davenport. That'll be the first on Kozlerick, the fourth team foul.
Well, that was one of those steal attempts right there tried by Kozlerick, in which she tried to just wrap around and poke it away and then go back and get it, and she got called for reaching in.
Inbounds pass to Baker. Sarah Baker now gets a pick on the right side outside the three-point line. Now to Howard, top of the key. Howard now on the dribble. She's guarded by Kozlerick, now to Baker. Baker's going to take the three-point shot. No, off the front of the iron, no good. The rebound, Markeisha Harris from Moline. Ahead now to Leader, underneath the Giever. Giever tried to shovel it out in the lane, but it was picked up by Kozlerick, and she'll put the three-pointer up and good. Emily Kozlerick has 5, 11-4 Moline. 2:37 to go first quarter. Back comes Galesburg. Kat Mangieri into the game for the Streaks, and she's going to be called for carrying the ball at center court.
Unforced turnover. Can't have those in a big game like this against a very good Moline Maroon squad. You cannot just give the ball back to them. You got to make them work for it.
Galesburg had 21 turnovers per game they averaged at the State Farm Classic, and that's a team that last year the Streaks were always leading the other team in turnovers. Moline ball after the Galesburg turnover. Top of the key now to Brittany Bush, who's into the game. Now they come inside to Harris. Harris will put it up in the paint. Good. Markeisha Harris with a big first quarter. She has 6, and it's 13-4 Moline. Back comes Galesburg. Sarah Baker now crosses center court to Maddie Boyer on the post. Into Mangieri, and Mangieri drives inside. It's going to be fouled, and it looks like Kylie Smith is going to be called for this foul as she has come in the game for Moline, her first. That'll be the 15th foul against the Maroons.
Well, a much more aggressive offensive possession there by the Streaks.
Comes into Sarah Baker. Maddie Boyer, the bounce pass to Sarah. Sarah puts it up and through, and she's going to be fouled, and we'll get the three-point play. And again, it'll be Kylie Smith, her second, and the sixth team foul, and Sarah Baker will have a chance at the three-point play, and all of a sudden it's 13-6. Here it is, and she nails it. Five first-quarter points for Baker. 13-7 Moline. Back comes Kozlerick. In the lane now. Gets the ball to Bush. Here's the jumper in the lane by Bush. No good. Rebound Giever. And she takes it away from the bigger girls and puts it up and through. Miranda Giever's first. And it's 15-7. Moline by 8. Here's Mangieri now. If you just joined us, Warner's on the bench with two fouls. We're going to get a foul called here against Miranda Giever as she was too tight on Mangieri out front, her second. And that'll be the seventh team foul whistled against Moline. And so going to the free throw line will be Kat Mangieri.
Well, we're seeing a very tight game called right now. Moline's trying to be very aggressive with this defense, and it's coming back to bite them right now is that we're getting a lot of reaching calls and a lot of hand check calls. Things that we haven't seen a lot called so far this season. So this could become interesting if the fouls keep mounting against Moline.
Warner comes back in for the Streaks. Howard back in. So Galesburg will have Mangieri along with Daler, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Mynika Warner. Here's the free throw, and it's going to be no good by Kat Mangieri. So back on the attack now comes Amanda Smith. She's come into the game from Moline up top to Kylie Smith. Now on the near side, Kozlerick to Brittany Bush. Back on the right side now to Smith. Here's the three-pointer by Kozlerick, and she nails it. Top of the key. Two straight threes for Emily Kozlerick. Makes it 18-7. And all of a sudden, it's an 11-point Moline lead. Right side, Whitney Daler. Back now to Pacheco, top of the key. Right side now to Daler, now to Mangieri. Mangieri has it out front with a minute 14 to go first quarter. Backdoor Warner, she missed the easy one. Got her own rebound, put it up no good, and now she's going to be fouled by Brittany Bush. That's the problem we've seen all year, and we saw it especially at the State Farm Classic. Galesburg's big girls, Baker and Warner, getting the offensive rebound, but unable to get it to go down.
Yeah, Jim, and Mynika wasn't playing very big there either. She failed to post up when the ball was on her side to start the possession. She was able to get it on a cut to the strong side and was able to put it up, but as you said, she missed the first one and had to get a rebound and still missed the second one. She's got to play stronger.
Boyer sisters, Maddie and Bailey, come back in. Warner will have one more free throw. That was Bush's first foul, the eighth team foul on Moline. It's 18-8. Second free throw on the way is going to be good. And we'll get a whistle here. And another substitution for Moline is coming in will be Erica Leader, and Kylie Smith will go out for the Maroons. So Galesburg will have Kozlerick, or rather Moline will have Kozlerick, along with Amanda Smith. I don't know what they're going to do here now.
Well, I'm wondering
on the floor?
Well, I think Kylie Smith was bleeding because I came off and went right to the locker room when she came off the floor. And then they actually check in for her. So there must be blood on the floor somewhere.
Time to get the hazardous materials kit out. Here it comes. We saw Mike Rux last year. In the Olivan game, when Rachel Pendry got the bloody nose, there was blood all the way from the far free throw line at John Field Gym. She doesn't even have the gloves on or anything, but Mike Rux had the gloves on and the hazardous materials kit. And so we'll get back. We'll set Moline's lineup for you now. They have Erica Leader in there along with Amanda Smith. Brittany Bush is in the game. She stays in. Alyssa Decker is also in the game for Moline, along with Erica Leader. The Streaks have Mynika Warner, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, along with Whitney Daler and Bailey Boyer. Back on the attack, Moline now right to left. This is Erica Leader, high post now to Amanda Smith. Here's a jumper, three-point shot by Kozlarik, and she's hit three in a row. Kozlarik now with 11 first-quarter points, and it's 21-9. They need to get somebody on her. Here's Bailey Boyer back for the Streaks. The Streaks trailing it by 12. Left side, Daler. Bounce pass to Pacheco, but it hits the sideline, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Moline's ball.
Again, a bad pass right there. They threw it right into the defense. The Moline Maroons are overplaying the passing lanes right now. Their backdoor cuts open all day because they're playing the Streaks offense. They know that the Streaks are set in their ways and want to go to specific points of the floor. Streaks have to do some backdoor cuts and take advantage of that aggressiveness and overplaying.
Howard and Dale are out for the Streaks. 29 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Kozlerick losing it, but Maddie Boyer couldn't get it. Now back up top to Brittany Bush. Right side now to Erica Leader for Moline. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Moline leads it by 12, 21-9. Now Amanda Smith up top to Erica Leader. Leader on the dribble against Bailey Boyer. 10 seconds to go, and we'll get a push and a foul called against Bailey Boyer outside.
Well, just a little hand check there, and she got called for the foul as Erica Leader was trying to head for the baseline.
Not like the Canton game.
No.
There's Sarah Baker back in for Galesburg. Mynika Warner will go out with 9.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Massey not wanting her to pick up her third foul. Warner, that is. Here's the inbounds pass coming now from Erica Leader. Leader still looks, and will come all the way back out at center court to Amanda Smith for Moline. Smith on the dribble right side, now holds up. Right side to Leader. Leader now comes back up top on the dribble. Now to Brittany Bush, and Bush will not get the shot up. And you can hear the buzzer. That's the end of the first quarter. With the score, it's Moline 21, Galesburg 9. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you. WGIL Galesburg, glad to have you with us on a Tuesday night. Boy, a big quarter for Emily Kozlarik, Eric. 11 first quarter points.
Well, and the Streaks have to do a better job with recognition. The last couple, she was wide open, nobody in her face, and she just worked her way around on their offensive set.
Moline's ball to start the second quarter. Here's Amanda Smith, and she drags a pivot foot and travels. So the Streaks will get it now in the unforced turnover. 21-9 our score in favor of Moline. Kozlarik with 11 first quarter points. Markeisha Harris had 6 for the Streaks. Sarah Baker with 5 first quarter points. Back on the attack now, Bailey Boyer for Galesburg. Right side dribble all the way down. 15-foot pull-up jumper is no good. The rebound underneath Markeisha Harris for Moline. Outlet pass to Erica Leader. Leader now up top to Harris. Harris comes on the near side to Amanda Smith. Back to Harris. She backs in against Baker and puts it up and through. Markeisha Harris has 8. Baker's got to stand her ground. She didn't do it. Here's a backdoor pass to Warner, and we're going to get a foul here. It's going to be called against Kozlerick of Moline.
Exactly right on your call right there, Jim. Sarah Baker has to stand her ground against Markeisha Harris. She's just dropping her shoulder and plowing right into Sarah Baker, but Sarah Baker's taking the contact and backing up. Markeisha Harris could end with 30 points at that rate.
Nika Warner go to the free throw line, and she will shoot the one in bonus, and she makes the first. She has 3 points in the game, all from the free throw line. Makes it 23-10, Moline by 13. 21-9 at the end of the first quarter. One more for Mynika Warner, the 6'1 junior, a 71% free throw shooter, and she makes the second. 23-11. Back comes Moline with 7:20 to go second quarter. Top of the key, Alyssa Decker. Near side, Amanda Smith. Back up top, Nada Harris. Underneath, here's the shot up in the lane. No good by Decker. She puts it back up and through, and Decker scores her first basket of the game. And it's 25-11. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Jessica Howard now. Howard now bothered up front by Markeisha Harris. Left side, Baker. Baker tried to drive the baseline. Harris cut her off. Top of the key, Maddie Boyer. Boyer now guarded by Amanda Smith out front. She'll get a pick from Warner. Drives the three-point line right wing. Back out now to Baker. Baker that dribbles top of the key. Hands the ball off to Howard, who almost traveled. Got it to Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass now to Warner beyond the three-point line. Left side, Bailey Boyer. Give and go to Warner, and the left-handed layup is up and through. That's Warner's first field goal of the game. She has 6 points in the contest. 25-13 Moline. Back come the Maroons. Top of the key, Alyssa Decker. Now to Smith. Inside, Harris. Harris in the paint will put the left-handed shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. No good. Tipped out of there underneath by Harris. Now back to Smith. She'll put the jumper up. Good. Boy, Galesburg getting killed on the boards. Just murdered. And it looked like Harris was on the back that time and no whistle. 27-13. In favor of Moline. Here's Sarah Baker all the way down the lane. She'll put it up. No good. She missed it. And we're going to get a push underneath, I think, against Baker on the rebound.
No, it's going to be against the Moline Maroons. I'm not exactly sure who just yet, but a good job right there by Sarah Baker standing her ground underneath trying to get her own rebound.
It'll be on Decker. That'll be her second 10th team foul. So Baker will shoot two free throws here. She has 5 points in the game on the way, and it's perfect. Two for two from the line. Here comes Brittany Bush into the game from Moline. Alyssa Decker will go out. Looks like Courtney Ford is into the game for the first time. That must be the coach's daughter. Second free throw for Sarah Baker is perfect. 27-15. 12-point lead for Moline. Baker's going to go out for the streaks. Back in, Whitney Daler. Boy, you'd just like to see a little more out of Daler. We're seeing this game tonight, 7 points, but you'd just like to see Daler score a little bit more for Galesburg. Now to Kozlerick. She pops it back out to Amanda Smith, left wing. Smith dribbles top of the key, bothered out there by Maddie Boyer. Now Smith gets the ball to Kozlerick. Kozlerick has hit three first-quarter threes. She's wide open again and fires it no good this time. The rebound underneath Markeisha Harris. She had it tipped away from her and picked up by Daler, and now Daler will lose the ball out of bounds in front of the scorer's table, and Moline will get it back.
Jim, two big flaws right there. First of all, Kozlerick has been shooting the lights out from downtown. You leave her wide open. But second of all, you've got to get an offensive or a defensive rebound. Three streaks in the lane. Nobody came up with that ball. In fact, Markeisha Harris, who had the worst position of everyone, it's the one that came up with it.
27-15 in favor of Moline. 5:20 to go here in the second quarter. Comes in on the high post now to Brittany Bush, who's back in. Now on the right side to Kozlerick. She had it tipped away, and the ball's going to be picked up by Shelby Pacheco as the Streaks get the turnover. Back on the attack comes Bailey Boyer. Into the front court, top of the key, Pacheco. Looked at the three, goes to Maddie Boyer, now to Warner. Warner on the baseline, puts it up off the side of the glass, no good. May have been partially blocked by Bush. Back comes Moline. Ahead to Bush, but Warner with a nice jab as they were trying to get it underneath the Bush, and Mynika came and knocked it out of bounds.
Good hustle by Mynika Warner to get back down the floor. On the offensive end, she needs to be a little bit stronger. She took that ball right at Kozlerick, but was not able to finish. She's got to finish that shot.
Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer out. Jessica Howard, Catman Jerry back in. Here comes Mynika. She's going to go out, and Sarah Baker back in. So Galesburg has Whitney Daler, Catman Jerry, along with Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard. We'll get Kelsey Crow coming in for the first time for Moline, and Brittany Bush will go out. It'll be triggered in bounds now. Comes into Kozlerick, into Harris. Back out to Kozlerick. Takes the three, no good. She's missed two in a row. A rebound controlled by Catman Jerry of Galesburg. Now the Streaks on the attack left to right, trailing by 12. Mangieri on the drive to the right side. Holds up. Now gets it to Daler. Daler at the foul line. Now right side to Baker. Back out now to Whitney Daler. Daler with 4:30 to go second quarter to Pacheco. Now the Daler. Daler with the ball over her head to Mangieri, and they'll reset the offense. Man-to-man defense by the Moline Maroons. Left side Howard, not a Baker. Baker thought about the baseline, goes out to Pacheco. Now the back door to Sarah Baker, and she'll put it up and through. Huge game for Baker. They found her that time. Good patience by the Streaks. They get the lead back down to 10. It's 27-17. Back comes Courtney Ford now from Moline. Bumped by Mangieri out front. Got the ball to Markeisha Harris. Now on the right side. They get the ball over on the right side to Miranda Giever, and the ball was knocked out of bounds. They say it'll be Moline's ball underneath their own basket.
Well, they did a better job of defense by Shelby Pacheco right there, as that pass was an entry pass into Markeisha Harris. She was able to knock it out.
Pass comes in to Kelsey Crow, now on the right side. They get the ball over to Courtney Ford, back up top, now to Giever. Miranda Giever on the dribble against Daler to Kozlerik. Kozlerik on the right side. Now back out to Crow. Crow comes on the left side now to Courtney Ford. In the post, not a Crow. Kelsey Crow puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, no good. Gets her own rebound again, but this time Pacheco ties her up, and they're going to give it to Moline. Whoa, it looked like Linda Rudolph of Davenport was going to signal Galesburg then, but changed her mind at the last second.
Again, offensive rebounds. The Streaks have to pull some defensive rebounds down. They're giving up way too many offensive rebounds.
Bad pass on the inbounds pass coming in by Ford, and it's intercepted by Whitney Daler. Here comes Galesburg with a chance to get an under 10. Here's Baker now. We'll take the 19-footer. No good. Rebound Pacheco. Pacheco right back up with it. No. The rebound underneath this time, Kozlerik. And I think we'll get a foul on Pacheco running into Kozlerik.
Good aggressiveness right there, but she's got to be a little bit smarter with her foul.
Shelby second, that's the seventh team foul against the Streaks with 3:23 to go. Second quarter as Mynika Warner comes in. Shelby Pacheco out. Maddie Boyer coming in along with Bailey Boyer. Catman Jerry, Whitney Daler going out. Emily Kozlerik will go to the free throw line. 11 points in the game for the 5'6 junior who's averaging 10.5 a game, and she's not going to miss as she hits the free throw. So she'll get one more on the one in bonus.
Well, Jim, the Streaks have got to start grabbing some rebounds down here, but additionally on the offensive end, they need to get a little bit more movement. Until they are able to do that, they're not going to get very many open shots.
Kozlerik makes them both. 13 points in the game. Lead back to 12 at 29-17 for Moline. Back come the Streaks left to right. Top of the key now, Sarah Baker to Bailey Boyer, who dribbles out front for Galesburg. Now to Warner. Back now to Baker. Baker will drive outside the three-point line. Now to Warner, will hand it off to Maddie Boyer. Maddie Boyer for Galesburg, getting hounded out front by Ford. Gets away from her, drives all the way to the basket, puts the layup up, no good. Rebound Warner right back up, no. And the rebound this time, Markeisha Harris, who was on the back of somebody underneath. I think it was a Warner. Picked up by Kozlerik, and Kozlerik will put the garbage rebound right back up and through. She has 15, and it's 31-17. Look out here, 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. Back comes Howard, the Streaks down by 14, Moline's biggest lead of the game. Baker now up top to Warner, now to Maddie Boyer. Boyer up top, looking, now gives it to Howard. Howard will take the running jumper and it's going to drop through good. Jessica Howard's first basket of the game, 31-19, the 12-point Moline lead. Back comes Giever now. Up top to Kelsey Crow. Now they'll hand the ball off to Courtney Ford, and she'll reset the offense on the white M at center court here at Moline. On the right side now, they get it to Giever. Inside now to Ford. She's double-teamed, and we're going to get 3 seconds against Moline.
Better job on the defensive end right there by the Streaks. They were able to keep their ground and protect the basket. That's the one thing Moline's tried to do is work from the inside out, and the Streaks have a very good job of staying with their defensive assignments right there.
Ford's going to go out along with Giever. Back into the game, Erica Leader along with Amanda Smith from Moline. The Streaks will bring it up with 2 minutes to go. Second quarter, here comes Bailey Boyer now for Galesburg. The Streaks trail by 12, 31-19. Pacheco now up top to Daler. Daler thought about the 17-foot jumper at the foul line. Instead, backs out now. Still on the dribble right side. She gets bumped by Kozlerik, no foul. Now to Pacheco. Center court to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now on the dribble against Amanda Smith. Got a pick from Daler. Now on the right side, holds up to Pacheco. Now to Daler. Daler, left-handed dribble on the left wing. Back up now to Warner, who pops out beyond the three-point line with a minute 35 to go second quarter. Now to Maddie Boyer, who steals a glance over at the bench at Evan Massey for the play. Hands it to her sister Bailey, and the Streaks reset. Bailey Boyer has it bounce off her foot. It's going to be picked up by Erica Leader of Moline. Back come the Maroons to Kozlerik, who puts it up, partially blocked by Pacheco. It'll go out of bounds and be Galesburg's ball.
Bad off. They did a good job working. The Streaks did a good job working the offense right there, but they never moved the ball inside the three-point arc. Again, a lot of passing around the outside. They've got to work that ball inside. I'd like to see them try to get a second foul on Harris before the end of the half.
Here comes Daler after the turnover by Moline. Bounce pass to Pacheco now in the left corner. Back up top now to Warner. Now to Maddie Boyer with a minute to go second quarter. Here's Daler with the three-point shot. No good. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Emily Kozlar. Oh, a huge first half for Kozlerich. Now Kozlerich has it on the left side. Back up top now to Harris. Now they give the ball to Erica Leader. Leader now will reset with 49 seconds to go first quarter. To to Markeisha Harris. The give and go to her. Harris with the left-handed layup puts it up and through. She has 10. 33-19 in favor of Moline. 36 seconds to go first half. Now right side, Maddie Boyer. She tried to get it out to Mangieri. It's going to be picked up by Kozlerich. She'll drive all the way down and put it up no good. Boy, it didn't look like Mangieri was hustling for that ball, although it would have been an over and back. But if she would have gotten it, she would have stopped Kozlerich from picking it up. And then she's going to go to the free throw line. Kozlerich will, and she is going to shoot two free throws.
Well, the Streaks are just being all hustled, outpowered right now by this Moline Maroons team. And we knew this was a tough matchup coming into the game, but to win a game like this, especially a game, a conference game, you've got to play harder than the other team, and we're just not seeing it from the Streaks.
Kozlerich missed the first. The second one is good. 16 points in the first half for Emily Kozlerich. She will go out of the game, a huge first half, 34-19, 15-point lead, biggest of the game for Moline. Back comes Maddie Boyer to Sarah Baker. 22 seconds to go, first half. Now it's center court. Maddie Boyer on the dribble on the left side. Now she'll hold up. Pops it back out to Jessica Howard. She was looking for Pacheco, couldn't find her. Instead gives it to Maddie with 10 seconds to go, first half. Maddie Boyer now on the right side. She'll hold up into Pacheco. Pacheco will put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco has 4. That's going to be the end of the first half with the score. It's Moline 34, Galesburg 21. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Lori Dunn from WGIL with this reminder. Practice your Chinese diplomacy at the Knights of Columbus. They're starting a ping pong league on Wednesday, January 7th, 6 to 9 p.m. through May. The cost is $2 for members and $4 for non-members. Get the contact information from our calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL Galesburg. Glad to have you with us. The news not good at the half. 34-21. Galesburg trailed by as many as 15 points in the first half. They trail at the half by 13. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. A huge first half for Emily Kozlerich of Moline. She had 16 points in the first half, including three-pointers in the first quarter. Markeisha Harris has 10 points for Moline, two for Galeader, two for Miranda Giever, Alyssa Decker with two, and Amanda Smith, two points for the Lady Maroons. For the Streaks, they're led in scoring by Sarah Baker with 9 first-half points, 3 baskets and 3 free throws. 6 points in the first half for Mynika Warner. Most of those coming from the free throw line. She's 4-for-4 from the line and 1 two-point basket from the field. 4 points in the first half for Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard has 1 basket for 2. It was 21-9 Moline at the end of the first quarter. Moline outscoring Galesburg 13-12 in the second quarter, deleted at the half 34-21. Eric?
Well, Jim, some depressing stats from the other end of things here is looking at the rebounding totals. Right now, the Streaks are being out-rebounded 15-7. The Streaks committed 9 first-half turnovers, most of those unforced. And Mynika Warner, who you look to get the offense started for the Streaks, is shooting only 1-for-7 in the first half. Not very enticing numbers, especially with the foul trouble the Streaks posts are in, with Pacheco and Warner both sitting at 2 fouls. Although Giever has 2 fouls for the Maroons as well as Decker.
Yeah, you know, Warner picked those 2 fouls up like right away.
Yeah, within the first half of the first quarter, and unfortunately that does limit her offensive productivity, but I also think it goes back to the lack of strength inside. She's letting herself get out-muscled by the Maroons' inside players.
Our halftime stats brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy. We came up tonight in a 2008 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive from Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan at 120 North Broad Street, just north of the square in Galesburg. This is just a great car, and you know, this freezing rain was not predicted. It was supposed to be snow flurries, but it turned into freezing rain. We drove out of it when we got up to 80 and then turned west on 74 on 280. But I tell you, it was really gnarly coming up from Galesburg all the way up till we hit the plow a little bit north of Andover. And this car, an all-wheel drive vehicle, was just great. You can take a look at it tomorrow at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. It's a 2008 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive with a Bose sound system. This car has all the bells and whistles, and they're ready to deal on it. It only has 2,000 miles on it, and it's a 2008. Take a look at this car. I think with the winter ahead of us, you are really going to like it. That's Lincoln Mercury Nissan, 120 North Broad Street in Galesburg. If you're listening on the internet tonight, you can call Galesburg Lincoln Mercury. Just ask for Jeff Klink or Mike Schmidt. It's 309-342-4121. That's 309 area code, 342-4121. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury, just north of the square on North Broad Street in Galesburg. We'll find out what Coach Jackie Howard thinks of the first half and what went on in the locker room in just a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian Naislund, parts manager at Dave's Auto Body. I've been at Dave's for over 22 years. Our parts department is the most organized body shop parts department in the entire area. What this means for you is great service and a timely repair. We partner with only the best vendors to make sure you get the best, most efficient service and repair possible. Hey, maybe I'll see you during the next 22 years or so. Oh, yeah. Tell them Brian sent you.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Take a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. Cloudy, chance of freezing drizzle or snow, then a chance of more snow for the overnight and a low around 26. Be careful driving out there. Most of the listening area, the roads are icy, so drive safe. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of snow, high 28, low around 16. Thursday, sunny at 29 for the high, 17 for the low. Friday, partly sunny, not quite as cold, high 40. And Friday night, cloudy with a chance of snow and a low around 18. Currently, it's 27 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you. Our score, 34-21 Moline at the half. Reminding you that this is the first of three girls' games this week. The Streaks will play Quincy on Thursday night, and then Galesburg will entertain Queen of Peace of Chicago, and that will be on Saturday afternoon. Both those games will be at John Thiel Gym. Our interview with assistant varsity coach Jackie Howard is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. With two locations in Galesburg, on North Henderson Street, and also on East Main in Galesburg. I'm loving it at McDonald. The Mueller family has been with us on these broadcasts ever since the beginning. Let's go down now on the floor to Jackie Howard. She's with Eric Gibson.
Jim, Eric Gibson here with Coach Howard. Coach, 13-point deficit at the half. What was the focus of the halftime talk?
We got a mountain to climb, but I think we're doing a good job. I mean, we're happy. Basically, we got to cover 30, and we got to make sure and get a body on some people, get some rebounds, and just calm down and take care of the ball. You know, and I think we'll be all right. We're going to switch some things up a little bit in the second half, but biggest thing is we just got to keep chipping away. So we'll be all right.
It seems that Markeisha Harris, every time she goes into the lane, is really dropping that shoulder. Was there any talk about trying to take some charges, get some early fouls on her?
Yeah, actually, that was something we said because one time with Sarah Baker, she just kind of kept pushing her back. She keeps her ground. Hopefully we get a couple fouls out of it.
Now, the other thing is you alluded to, Kozlarich keeps getting wide open for threes. Is there talk about manning her with a 4-1 set? Or?
Yeah, we got a plan.
Oh,
I don't know. We'll see what happens, though.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jim.
Sounds like he's getting in there and probing a little deep. Our halftime interview with Jackie Howard, Galesburg's assistant varsity coach, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it with two locations in Galesburg on North Henderson Street and on East Main. Our score, 34-21 in favor of Moline as we get ready for the start of the second half here on WGIL. The Galesburg boys will not play until Saturday night, and then Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have that game for you on Saturday night. They will be playing at Emmanuel, and we hope you'll join us for that game. It will be at 7:30 on Saturday night. I want to say hi this evening to my daughter, Beth Butler, who's listening up in Sandwich, Illinois. Is just about ready to present me with my first and brand-new grandchild this coming week. So, Beth, congratulations, good luck, and God bless. It'll be Galesburg's ball to start the second half of play as Jessica Howard throws it in. The Streaks again down by 13, 34-21. Gasera Baker drives the paint. She'll put it up no good. The rebound underneath controlled by Alyssa Decker of Moline. Outlet pass to Leader. Here come the Maroons. Pass inside now to Harris in the paint. She couldn't get the shot up but shoveled it out to Decker, who puts it up no good. And the rebound Whitney Daler for Galesburg. Outlet pass was tipped away by Giever but picked up by Bailey Boyer. Now Galesburg into the front court. Sarah Baker top of the key. Shovel pass now to Bailey Boyer. Bailey Boyer on the dribble to Howard, who pops out beyond the three-point line. Now to Baker, to Warner, and now they go around the three-point line to Daler. Back left side to Howard. She got a screen from Warner. Couldn't get the three up. Got it out to Warner, and now Bailey Boyer will reset it. Boyer now comes back out at center court on the dribble to Baker. Looking inside for Warner. She's guarded by Alyssa Decker of Moline. Back up top now to Bailey Boyer. Comes on the dribble. Now left-handed dribble all the way down the lane. Had it tipped away, and it's picked up by Miranda Giever. Back comes Moline. Giever now hands the ball off to Harris. She'll put a left-handed layup up over Warner, and it's good. Markeisha Harris has 12, and it's 36-21 in favor of Moline. Again, the 15-point lead. Back comes Baker now. Bounce pass to Daler. Daler on the right side outside the three-point line. Holds the ball up over her head. Bothered out front by Erica Leader, and now she travels with it.
Well, Jim, just too many steps right there by Whitney Daler. We're going to get a timeout from Coach Massey here. 30-second timeout. First of all, Jim, I want to say next year we have to see if we can invest in getting an elevator to get up here. Jeez, that was like climbing a mountain. But anyway, coming,
that's why you're doing that interview, not me.
But coming right out, you could see that Moline's priority is still to go right back into the post. take advantage of their strength inside. We heard Coach Howard talk a little bit about the fact that they want to try to take advantage of that aggressiveness and look to pick up some charges if Markeisha Harris continues to drop that shoulder. We didn't see that on that first possession, though, of the half.
Well, Warner, you know, I think Warner backed off because of the two fouls.
Well, and that is something that's going to be a balancing act for her inside, is being able to play as aggressive as she can. And we've seen her get into foul trouble so much, she's probably going to play a little passive.
It'll be Moline's ball after Massey's 30-second timeout. Into the front court, Erica Leader now for Moline. She's their point guard. High post to Alyssa Decker. Decker spins against Warner, drives inside, gets it back out top to Harris. Harris all the way to the basket, puts it up and through. Markeisha Harris, the sophomore, has 14, 38-21 Moline. Now it's going to be tipped away by Miranda Giever, but Galesburg's going to have it out of bounds.
Jim, bad defensive positioning right there by Sarah Baker. She jumped out at Markeisha Harris. If Markeisha Harris wants to shoot that 17-foot jump shot, the Streaks have just got to let her, because she drove right by Baker when she took a bad angle towards her.
Now Bailey Boyer has it between the circles. Now the left-handed dribble drives all the way inside, and we'll get a whistle here. And I think they're going to get the foul on Erica Leader of Moline. No, they're going to call it against Miranda Giever. That'll be Giever's third, first team foul of the second half against the Lady Maroons. Daler will trigger it in beneath the Galesburg basket to Howard, who takes the three-pointer. Yes! Her first attempt at the three in the game, and she nails it, 38-24. Now back into the front court. This is Giever. Got the ball underneath, and right up and through is Alyssa Decker. Decker has 4 points, 40-24. And now we'll get a whistle, and Massey will call a timeout again. See if we get a full or a 30. Full timeout. No, 30 timeout. So Jim, we'll keep it right here.
Yeah, Jim, bad defensive rotation by the Streaks there, and actually a very, very smart play by Miranda Giever. They worked the ball down to her on the far side baseline. She then dribbled straight into the basket, drew the defense, and Whitney Daler was slow getting over to the side on the post. Had a wide open shot, and was able to easily put that two in. That's the same kind of aggressiveness the Streaks are missing on this end. However, I was going to comment, we haven't heard a lot of Jessica Howard, and usually when the Streaks are successful, she's got to get her shots up. She's taken two shots in this game now, has hit both of them.
It'll be triggered in by Daler at center court after Evan Massey's 30-second timeout. Still looking. Now throws it away and throws it right to Giever. Giever gets the ball down to Harris, and she'll put it up, and she's going to be fouled underneath.
The foul's going to be on Mynika Warner, who's going for the block. It kind of looked like she might have been clean on the block, but I think ultimately it just comes from just the poor turnover by the Streaks, setting up Mynika in a bad position, trying to track down Markeisha Harris, who had a good start to her.
Harris makes the first free throw, the first of two. Boy, Daler threw it right to Giever, right in her hands. Just, no doubt about it. Second free throw is going to be good. 16 points for Markeisha Harris. She was Markeisha Fowler last year, if you're wondering. And she's having a great game tonight along with Emily Kozlerick. Full court pressure by Moline. Boyer had trouble in the front court. Gets it ahead to Daler, not a Warner. Give and go to Daler, who puts it up no good. The rebound's going to be tipped out of there. Now the ball goes down on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Galesburg's ball as Giever couldn't control.
Again, the Streaks got out-hustled right there. That ball was on the floor. Miranda Giever came running about halfway across the court to come sliding in to grab it. Unfortunately for her, she slid out of bounds.
Comes in at center court to Bailey Boyer with 5:26 to go third quarter. We've seen Boyer drive inside a couple of times. She tried to get inside that time. Now to Maddie Boyer with the 18-footer short. Rebound comes out and is picked up by Leader. Back comes Leader on the fast break to Giever. Left-handed layup up, no! But she's going to be fouled on the play. They're beating the Streaks down the court too, Eric.
They are, and they're playing very aggressive and very strong. Right there, a rebound goes off of Mynika Warner's hands, and it ends up in a very easy, fast break for Moline right there. The Streaks just look like they're standing still when the ball goes from possession to possession. They have to be ready to transfer and go from one end of the floor to the other.
Foul was against Bailey Boyer, her second team foul. Giever misses the first, makes the second, 43-24. Back comes Galesburg. Now Bailey Boyer was driving towards the basket, and Miranda Giever comes up from behind her and tips the ball out of bounds. It'll be Streaks' ball underneath the Galesburg basket on the east side of the gym.
We've seen that a lot today and a lot this season.
Comes into Daler, and she has it blocked by Koslerik. Koslerik picks it up and brings it down court quickly. Now she'll hold up left side. Top of the key now to Erica Leader. She'll drive the paint. Here's the three-point shot by Giever. No good. The rebound on the weak side controlled underneath by Harris. She'll put it right back up and through. Markeisha Harris with a huge third quarter. 8 in the quarter, 18 on the game. And it's 45-24. Moline's biggest lead now at 21. And we'll get a timeout by Evan Massey, a full timeout. 4:41 to go, third quarter. Moline 45, Galesburg 24. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate CASA of Knox County, our hometown hundreds winner from this past week. Congratulations, CASA, from F&M Bank and WGIL.
Galesburg had stolen on the inbounds pass. Markeisha Harris scored for Moline at 47-24 in favor of the Maroons. Galesburg back in the front court. Catman Jerry with it right wing. Top of the key, Maddie Boyer, guarded by Erica Leader of Moline. Gets a pick from Pacheco. Now on the right side, bounce pass back out to Sarah Baker, who's got bothered by Harris. Now they tried to get it inside to Pacheco. It was tipped away. Picked up by Leader. Fast break ahead to Giever, and Giever's going to be hacked by Sarah Baker. That'll be Baker's first third team foul. And so Moline will go back to the line. Streaks getting beaten to the ball and beaten up and down the floor tonight.
Well, the Streaks definitely look like they're going through the motions right now. At the beginning of the game, I talked about them putting their heads down and playing with their heads down. Right now, it looks like after Moline went on a little bit of a run, they've outscored the Streaks now 14-3 in this quarter. The Streaks just kind of shut down, and that's exactly what they look like right now.
Giever's going to make both of the free throws. Substitution as Kylie Smith will come in, and Miranda Giever will go out for Moline. 49-24. Unbelievable. The 25-point Moline lead. Back comes Baker. You thought it'd be a little closer than this. Baker now. High post to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now on the right side dribble. Now spins on her pivot foot. Gets it back to Mangieri. Outside the three-point line. On the dribble between the circles with 3:40 to go third quarter. High post to Baker. Bad pass intercepted by Koslerik. Ahead on the break to Harris. She'll put it up underneath. Good. Markeisha Harris with a huge third quarter. She has 12 third quarter points, 22 in the game, and it's 51-24. Good night, Irene. And now we'll get another timeout. Well, you got to hand it to Massey. He just keeps coaching, though, doesn't he? He's not going to quit coaching them. And another full timeout. We'll take another break with 3:21 to go. Third quarter, Moline 51, Galesburg 24. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
This might be a time maybe to pull them out of there and put some other kids in, huh?
Well, it might be, just to get some energy back on the floor. It almost looks like right now, Jim, that Moline knows Galesburg's plays better than Galesburg does. They're jumping every passing lane and almost know the calls. And that last play, Moline did a great job of jumping the high post, got the steal, and Markeisha Harris beat everybody down for the easy layup.
Mangieri tried to get it underneath to Pacheco as she was double-teamed in the corner, Mangieri was, but the pass is going to go out of bounds, and so Moline will get it back on the turnover with 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. 51-24 in favor of the Maroons. High post now. They get the ball to Decker. She wants to give and go, but Pacheco's going to come and knock the ball away as they were trying to hit Decker underneath.
Good job by Shelby right there, recovering after she had gone trying to get the steal and wasn't successful.
Here's the pass in the lane to Harris. She'll put it up no good. Ball's going to be tipped, and we're going to get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called here against Moline. I think they'll get Harris.
It's at this point, it's a little too late. The streak should, we thought, might try to go at Harris to once they got her with one foul. She had been very aggressive, overly aggressive at times.
It was a 13-point lead at the half. Now it's, what is it, 17, 27?
27.
Maddie Boyer on the left side. And now we're going to get a foul here called against Moline. And this is going to be Kylie Smith picking up her third and the third team foul against the Maroons. The Western Big Six does not have a running clock, so there will be no running clock in the game. Comes into Howard. Bounce pass up top now to Mangieri. Mangieri comes left side to Howard. Howard a bounce pass to Sarah Baker. Back out to Howard. Howard thought about the three but couldn't get it. She had trouble with the dribble. Now to Mangieri with 2:30 to go. Third quarter. Mangieri on the three-point line left side. Guarded by Kozlerick. Now to Howard. Howard a bounce pass to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now. Hey, girls, you're down by 27. Got to get it up. Now out to Mangieri. Mangieri gets a pick on the right side from Pacheco. And now as the ball bounces off of her foot out of bounds, it'll be Moline's ball. Wow.
Jim, three straight possessions with a Mangieri turnover. And you're right. Right now, you've got to decide what part of the game you're at right now if you're Coach Massey. Do you want the girls to run the offense, try to get some good shots, or do you want them to try to get back in this game? You're not going to get back in this game spending 45 seconds on each possession.
So it'll be Moline's ball. We get some substitutions. Galesburg's going to have Bailey Boyer back in the game. So it's Bailey Boyer, Whitney Daly, Taylor, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Mineika Warner. Into the front court, Erica Leader. Bounce pass to Emily Kozlerick. Into Harris. Harris in the paint will put it up no good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up no good. And Bailey Boyer's going to reach up and foul her. That'll be Bailey's third and the fourth team foul. And Markeisha Harris has just had a huge third quarter with 12 third quarter points. 22 points in the game will go to the free throw line.
She just looks like she's playing alone out there, Jim. She gets the ball on the post. Nobody challenges the pass in. Nobody challenges her shot she puts up. When she misses, she gets her own rebound with little trouble at all. The Streaks just are not playing tough enough inside to deal with these two big post players.
And Harris is only a sophomore. She misses the first, makes the second. 23 points for Harris. It's 52-24 in favor of Moline. Here's Bailey Boyer. Boyer now will drive all the way to the basket, puts it up no good. Tried to get her own rebound, but she had her right foot standing out of bounds as she was intimidated by Alyssa Decker, and Moline will get it on the turnover.
Unfortunately, Jim, that was the first time the Streaks had gotten a shot up in their last few possessions.
And it still didn't hit the rim.
It still didn't get to the rim.
Comes up down to Erica Leader. High post now to Decker. She spins on her pivot foot against Warner. Now back out to Leader. Leader on the left-handed dribble, top of the key with a minute 30 to go third quarter to Decker, who backs in against Warner and puts it up and through. Alyssa Decker now with six. 54-24. There's the 30-point Moline lead. Back comes Baker now for Galesburg. Now to Jessica Howard. Howard now drives inside. Tried to get a pass across the lane to Sarah Baker, but Baker couldn't control it. It was too far to the baseline, and so Galesburg turns it over again.
And again, the Galesburg just sloppy with their passes. The Moline defense has been pretty tough so far through this game, but Galesburg's not making good passes either.
Back on the attack comes Erica Leader now for Moline. High post to Markeisha Harris. Hands it back to Leader with a minute to go third quarter. Moline leads it 54-24. Who had the running pass was intercepted by Daler. Back comes Galesburg. Sarah Baker. Bounce pass to Warner. Her shot blocked by Decker and pulled out of the air by Leader. On the fast break now to Kozlerick. She'll put it up. Yes. Emily Kozlerick has 18. her first second-half basket, 56-24 in favor of Moline. It's a blowout tonight, sports fans. The streak's on the lower end of this one. Now it's going to be stolen away by Kozlerick, but Howard gets it back for Galesburg. Howard on the left side, top of the key, Daler. Right side, Boyer. Bailey Boyer now drives the foul line right to Warner. Back out to Daler now with 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. 56-24 Moline. Center court now, Bailey Boyer. Gets a pick from Warner. Drives the right side. Give and go to Mynika. Bad pass goes on the floor. And now we'll get a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, guess who gets it? Moline.
Jim, just the girls look like they're staying around on the offensive possession right now. Moline's running around, getting in passing lanes, and the streaks just are being satisfied with poor shots. The clock's even running right now.
6 seconds to go. Back on the attack now comes Leader. She'll put it up on the drive right to the hoop, and it's good. Erica Leader as the third quarter ends with a score. Moline 58, Galesburg 24. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
I thought maybe a 10-15 point game. Boy, I never thought this, Eric.
Well, Jim, this is going to be a good teaching film for Coach Massey to show his girls exactly the kind of team that he wants to see them become. This Moline team, very aggressive, plays the passing lanes extremely well, plays hard inside, doesn't give up on plays, and gets to every loose ball rebound. The Streaks just look like they're standing still with Moline doing all the playing.
Galesburg gets outscored 24-3 in the third quarter. Wow.
Jim, when you get outscored by the amount of points you have in the whole game, that's never a good sign.
24-3. Galesburg to start the fourth quarter. They trail 58-24. Whitney Daler will come out now between the circles. If you're still with us, thanks a lot. Daler outside the three-point line. Now to Baker. High post to Pacheco. Now they get it back out to Jessica Howard on the dribble. She's guarded by Courtney Ford, who's back in the game. And we're going to get a whistle here, and I think Courtney Ford is going to be called for the foul. No, they're going to get it on Giebert.
That's her fourth.
Fourth team foul, and so Galesburg will have the ball here in front of us on the near side. The streak's going from right to left, which is west to east here in the second half. Comes into Daler, now to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now will come out center court and set the streak's offense. Now to Baker. Baker will drive the basket, puts it up no good, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Brittany Bush, I believe.
Well, Jim, better offensive set right there for the Streaks. They were able to work the ball inside and get a good shot right there and ultimately a foul to put Baker on the free throw line. But even with the 34-point lead, these Moline Maroons are still playing tough.
They are a great team, aren't they?
They
just
are.
Great defensive team.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be tough for any Western Big Six team to come in here and beat them, let alone beat them on their home floor either.
Baker misses the first, makes the second. She has 10 points in the game to lead the Streaks. That was a second foul on Brittany Bush, fifth team foul. Here comes Moline now, a cross-court pass from Kelsey Crow as she was looking on the other side of the floor that time for Amanda Smith, and Smith couldn't control it. Goes out of bounds and into the bleachers, and so Galesburg will have the ball in the backcourt. 7:22 to go in the game, 58-25 in favor of the Maroons. It looks like Miranda Giebert is going to have to crawl and go down between the bleachers and underneath to get the basketball.
Well, you think one of those little kids over there could have helped her out. They should.
Now he is. Now he is going to help her out. She's going to come out. The official's going to get the ball, and she was still underneath. Now she hurdles over the curtain that they have along the floor on the south side of the gym, and now we're ready to go as the ball will be handed to Howard by Wayne Steckel. Back on the attack, Maddie Boyer for Galesburg. They trail by 33. Left side, Boyer. Up top now to Howard. Howard takes a dribble foul line right. Now to Daler. Up top to Baker into Pacheco. She'll put it up. No, but she's going to be fouled underneath by Kelsey Crowe.
Jim, I think we've seen the last of Decker, Harris, and Kozlarich for this game, as well as Erica Leader. I wouldn't be surprised if Miranda Giever is short for this game as well. She's regardless of fouls or just being pulled, she's already got four fouls.
Pacheco makes the first of two. She has five in the game for the Silver Streaks. That was Kelsey Crowe's first. The sixth team fouls. Pacheco makes them both. 58-27 Moline. Left side Miranda Giever now for the Maroons. One dribble out to Kelsey Crowe up top. Now Amanda Smith right wing, guarded by Whitney Daler. Back up top now to Courtney Ford. She'll take the shot, no good. The rebound Daler for the Streaks. Dribbled between two Moline girls. Brings it down. Now ahead to Howard, who will take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound tipped into the air, picked up by Giever. Giever comes all the way down, full court drive, left-handed layup up and through. Miranda Giever has seven. 60-27 now Moline. Here's Maddie Boyer, thought about it. Now Pacheco will take the three-pointer short. The rebound, Baker tipped it out of there. Saved by Pacheco, back to Baker. Baker in the corner, tried to get it out to Howard, but it was intercepted by Amanda Smith. Back comes Moline, all the way down to Smith, and she'll put it up and through. Amanda Smith has four. 62-27 now in favor of the Maroons. Back on the attack comes Maddie Boyer, now to Pacheco. Right side now to Howard. Howard in the corner. Bounce pass into Baker. Was knocked away by Smith. Now the ball goes on the floor, and on the alternating possession, it'll belong to the Lady Maroons.
In the transition game, Jim, it looks like the Streaks are just giving up layups every time down. Two straight transition layups for Giever and Smith. They just went down at will and just went right in and scored. Well, it looks like we will have Jamie Johnson, Megan Young coming into this game. Just Megan Young comes in.
You have a 33?
33 is Sarah Gradle.
Oh, yeah, I have her. Okay, down at the bottom. Gradle comes in for Moline. Here's the alley-oop pass underneath as they tried to get it to Brittany Bush, and the ball's going to go out of bounds as Bush couldn't control it for Moline, and Galesburg will get it back, trailing 62-27. They were outscored in the third quarter, 24-3 the Streaks were. Now Baker on the left side now to Daler. Daler now gets it up top to Megan Young. Young top of the key. She'll take a dribble. Now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now comes for the Streaks. Now on the dribble. Gets tied up by Ford. Got a bounce pass to Sarah Baker. Now to Young. Young's going to take the three-pointer short. The rebound controlled underneath by Kelsey Crowe of Moline. Now the outlet pass to Smith. Ahead underneath. The shot up by Brittany Bush. No good. Now the ball's going to roll out of bounds as Pacheco get butterfingers underneath, and it goes off of her, and it'll be Moline's ball underneath their own basket with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this one.
Jim, it's a good time to try to get through your offense, get some other players in there, but definitely the sign of a great team. A great team finishes as early as possible, and Moline put the Streaks away in that third quarter.
Comes in now to Gradle on the right side. Up top now to Bush. Back to Smith, now to Gradle. Gradle tried to back in, puts it up, in and out, no good. Rebound Pacheco, she had it knocked away. Now Young picks it up, and now we're going to whistle, and a foul is going to be called here. Going to be Galesburg's ball. I think they'll call this one on Sarah Gradle of Moline. She's the last one up off the floor. Nope, it's not her. It's going to be called against Courtney Ford, her first. That'll be the seventh team foul. You know, we see Moline diving on the floor for the loose balls much more than you see the Silver Streaks do that. And that was a trademark of last year's Galesburg team, as you had players like Kelly Jo Hinkle and Taylor Young who would always dive on the floor for the ball. Rachel Pendry with a couple of bloody noses last year. But this is not the physical team that Galesburg had last year.
Well, and it definitely shows that the Streaks and Moline at this point especially are just on two different levels. You're right. We've seen the Streaks get all out-hustled to the ball all night, and when that ball hits the floor, Moline's got two or three players hitting the deck, making sure that they secure the ball, whereas the Streaks have just been slow to get there.
Megan Young made the first, misses the second, battle for the rebound, and we'll get a jump ball. Jamie Johnson was down there struggling for it. And it's going to be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession, and Young will throw it in. Megan Young looking now for Pacheco. Instead comes in to Johnson, but it was tipped away and picked up by Amanda Smith. of Moline. Back come the Lady Maroons. Right side Gradle now for Moline. One dribble. Gets it up top now to Lily Stone, who's in the game. Now the pass inside. And here's the shot up no good by Annie Shaw Spellman, who comes in. The rebound man, Jerry, but it bounces off her leg out of bounds. And it'll be Moline's ball in the front court.
Jim, even bringing in Shaw Spellman, who we haven't seen all game, she looks like she can play a pretty tough post, too.
Now the pass comes in. It's going to be picked up by Bailey Boyer. Galesburg comes back right to left. Boyer all the way down. We'll put it up, and we'll get a blocking foul called against Amanda Smith, her first. And that'll be the eighth team foul against the Lady Maroons.
You know, Jim, the older Bailey Boyer gets, I think we're going to see her become better, much better with that dribble drive. She does a very
good... She's done it more tonight, you know, than
yeah,
she has.
Yeah, she has. And, in fact, she started off the third quarter, and I was going to make my mention after I caught my breath from climbing back up here, that first possession, she did a great job of getting the rebound, crossing up her defender and going right to the rim. Unfortunately, she just didn't have enough once she got there. She'll learn to be stronger with that ball and be able to complete more and more of those plays.
She misses them both, but the rebound should be Johnson, and she got it to Pacheco. And now Shelby's going to be fouled by Gradle, her first. That'll be the ninth team foul. Pacheco is going to shoot two free throws for the Streaks. Shelby with 6 points in the game. She's 2 for 2 from the line. I jinxed her. She misses the free throw. The Streaks will be at home on Thursday night against Quincy. And then at home Saturday afternoon against Queen of Peace. That game will be at 1:30. Pacheco misses them both. Rebound's going to be picked up by Amanda Smith out beyond the three-point line with 4:17 to go in the game. 62-28. Moline's winning this one in a laugher tonight. And now we'll get a pivot foot drag by Amanda Smith. And we'll get a substitution as Ty Peachy is going to come in the game for Galesburg. Shelby Pacheco will go out. So the Streaks lineup now is Bailey Boyer, along with Megan Young, Catman Jerry, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson. Here's Boyer top of the key. She's the only starter who's still in there for Galesburg. Boyer now on the right side with 4 minutes to go. Top of the key, Megan Young. Now to man Jerry. Back to Young. Right side now to Boyer. Boyer will take the three-pointer, and it's good. Bailey Boyer with the three. Her first points of the game. Makes it 62-31, Moline. Back comes Amanda Smith now into the front court. She gets the ball out to Annie Shaw Spellman. Back out now to Lily Stone. Now on the right side, they go underneath to Spellman, but we'll get a whistle, and I think Jamie Johnson was a little too tight on Shaw Spellman.
Well, I don't think the officials got the memo yet that 3:37 left in this game, hand check should not be called.
Triggered inbounds underneath. Now they get it to Gradle, who puts a left-handed layup up no good. Rebound Jamie Johnson for the Silver Streaks. Outlet pass now to Boyer. Here comes Bailey Boyer into the front court on the dribble. Here's Mangieri. He's going to take the three from the corner. No good. The rebound Amanda Smith for Moline. Back on the attack come the Maroons. Into the front court now comes Amanda Smith for the Lady Maroons, guarded by Megan Young. Now to Lily Stone. On the left side to Courtney Ford. Now back up top. They get the ball to Stone in the paint as she gets the pass from Shaw Spellman. Stone shot no good, but the rebound Gradle. She has it stolen away from her by Megan Young. Good hustle there by the Streaks. Back on the attack, Mangieri now for Galesburg. Now the Boyer, top of the key, Johnson. Jamie with the three, short. The rebound underneath by Peachy. She saves it to Mangieri. She'll take the jump shot around and good. Cat Mangieri with her first points of the game. Good action that time on the boards by Galesburg as they clear the offensive boards and get the hoop. Now to Lily Stone. Turnaround jumper over Peachy, no good. Rebound Shaw Spellman right back up and through. Annie Shaw Spellman, the 5'9 senior with the basket. Here comes Galesburg at 64-33 in favor of Moline. Johnson into Peachy. Peachy will put it up no good, but she's going to be fouled.
Good ball movement right there. Jamie Johnson getting the high post. Nice little bounce pass into Ty Peachy, and she got a good shot up. Streaks running the offense well here against the 2-3. Moline's just sitting back at this point on their defense in a 2-3 zone.
Peachy will get two, and she makes the first. Courtney Ford's second foul for Moline. Here's Kelsey Crow back in for Moline. Amanda Smith will go out. Lily Stone goes out for Moline. Brittany Bush also comes back in along with Kelsey Crow. Second free throw around, and this one is good for Peachy, and she makes them both. Ty Peachy with two, 64-35. Comes in now to Bush, turnaround jumper in the paint, but we'll get a whistle and a foul here. It's going to be called against the Streaks.
Again, a little bump on the shot going up, and
I think Johnson.
Yeah, I think they got Jamie Johnson with another bump. She's going to get her second.
Her second, seventh team foul. Here's Bush at the line, and the free throw drops through. So that's Brittany Bush, the 6-foot sophomore's first points of the game. Boy, when you look at Markeisha Harris, she's only a sophomore. Second free throw missed by Brittany Bush, and now we'll get a whistle on the foul. Boy, these guys are calling everything now.
Yeah.
And you look at Markeisha Harris, a sophomore. Giever's a junior. Decker is a junior. I mean, Leader is a junior. Look out for Moline.
Well, and Brittany Bush is a sophomore, and she's looked pretty impressive in her time in there so far as well.
Here's Johnson at the free throw line. She scores her first point of the game on the free throw. Jamie, a 5'8 sophomore. Galesburg has a young team, too, with Whitney Daler, the only senior. But, boy, I tell you, this Moline team is just something. Here comes Charlene Newman into the game for Moline, and Courtney Ford will go out. They have like three teams here, don't they?
Yeah, they keep finding more and more players that I didn't realize haven't played yet.
Yeah. 2:14 to go in the game, 65-37 Moline. Thanks for staying with us. Massey's comments after the game should be interesting tonight. Brittany Bush has it, almost tipped away by Peachy, now still fought for, and it is stolen by Megan Young. Now the Streaks come on the attack right to left. Here's Bailey Boyer now with a minute 55 to go. Top of the key, Johnson. They leave her open. Back to Boyer. Now to Johnson. Now they get the ball to Megan Young. She will drive inside. Tried to get a shot off, but she's fouled by Brittany Bush. That'll be her third, and so Johnson will go to the free throw line. Or I should say Megan Young will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two. We're going to get a timeout called here by Moline, a 30-second timeout. Give us a chance to tell you that we came up tonight in a 2008 Nissan Rogue. This car only has 2,000 miles on it, about 2,100 miles. It was Jeff Klink's mother's car. It's a demo. It still has the stickers on the window and everything. A 2008, and they're ready to deal at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury for this beauty. What a cream puff this car is. All-wheel drive, and 74 was icy all the way until the Andover exit. And then we hit the plow, and we just came right up. Did about 62 miles an hour all the way up. And then the plow, and we were able to go the speed limit after that. So see Galesburg Lincoln Mercury tomorrow and take a look at this 2008 Nissan Rogue. Megan Young at the line. She makes the first. So she has 2 points in the game. It's 65-38 now in favor of Moline. Galesburg will play Quincy at home on Thursday night. We hope you'll join us for that one. Young makes the second. Back on the attack comes Moline. Sarah Gradle back in the game now. Gets it on the left side to Kelsey Crow. Back up top now to Brittany Bush outside the three-point line. She's guarded by Johnson. Now to Gradle. Gradle, bounce pass inside to Shaw Spellman. She puts it up no good. The rebound, Megan Young. Well, I tell you, Megan Young just never stops hustling. Now to Bailey Boyer. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Here's the three-pointer by Boyer, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Shaw Spellman. Outlet pass now to Gradle. Left side now to Kelsey Crow. Crow holds the ball over her head. Alley-oop pass now in the lane to Brittany Bush, but she traveled with it.
Well, you're right. Megan Young does play. She plays hard the minute she gets. And the squad that the Streaks have out there, Bailey Boyer excluded, don't get a lot of minutes in the varsity level, and jury excluded. They definitely want to be pushing as hard as they can to show the coaches how good they are and that they should earn more minutes in the future.
Top of the key now, Johnson. Lily Stone comes back in for Moline. 51 seconds to go in the game. 65-39 in favor of the Maroons. Look at a pump out front. Boy, they're calling everything now.
Well, 47.4 left. And Jamie Johnson's going to go to the free throw line. But yeah, they're calling every bit of contact here in this quarter.
Sarah Gradle picks up the personal. Those are the officials we need against Alleman. Johnson misses the free throw. We'll be at Alleman a week from Thursday. And again, Quincy at Galesburg on Thursday night. 7 o'clock start, and then Queen of Peace this coming Saturday. Johnson makes the second. She has 3 points in the game, 65-40 in favor of Moline. Back come the Maroons now. This is Charlene Newman. Gets it up top of the key to Brittany Bush. 35 seconds to go. to Sarah Gradle on the left side into Lily Stone on the baseline. She'll put it up no good. Rebound tipped around, fought for. Ball goes on the floor. Going to be picked up and put up no good by Charlene Newman and now pulled off by Jamie Johnson. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Johnson into the front court to Bailey Boyer. 16 seconds to go in the game. Boyer now holds the ball out. Right side now to Mangieri. Back up top now to Megan Young. Young now with 8 seconds into Johnson. She tried to pop it out to Bailey Boyer. Was knocked away by Lily Stone. Stolen back by Galesburg. Now stolen back by Brittany Bush. And she'll let the time run out. And the final score will read the Moline Maroons 65. The Galesburg Silver Streaks 40. So Moline ups their season record to 15-4. They're now 4-0 in the Western Big Six. The Streaks drop to 8-10. Are now in the Western Big Six, 2-2. We'll talk about it in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. You have a chance to give your favorite charity $100, and it won't cost you anything. Simply fill out a Hometown Hundreds entry form at F&M Bank, located on East Main Street, and also at North Henderson and Fremont in Galesburg. Or you can enter online at WGIL.com. All the entries received through Wednesday will be eligible for a random drawing on Friday. If your name is drawn, we'll make a $100 donation on your behalf to the nonprofit organization you indicated on the entry form. After the weekly drawing, the entry forms are cleared out, and we start it all again. So be sure to enter often. Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and WGIL.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Take a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. Cloudy, chance of freezing drizzle or snow, then a chance of more snow for the overnight and a low around 26. Be careful driving out there. Most of the listening area, the roads are icy, so drive safe. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of snow, high 28, low around 16. Thursday, sunny and 29 for the high, 17 for the low. Friday, partly sunny, not quite as cold, high 40. And Friday night, cloudy with a chance of snow and a low around 18. Currently, it's 27 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL Galesburg. Our interview with Coach Massey after the 65-40 loss by the Streaks is brought to you tonight by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We're in the Crow's Nest here at Wharton Fieldhouse. We've been joined by Coach Massey. Boy, a great Moline team, Coach. They really put it to you tonight.
They did, yeah. And I thought, it's funny that the first quarter of the story was the three threes in what we did. And, I mean, that was something we wanted to take care of. And it should be something, we're at the point in the season where that should be something you're able to pick out and say, well, we're not going to let a certain kid, get threes. It shouldn't be that easy in the first quarter. So that's a concern with it. But, really then you take those away. First half wasn't a horrible first half, but then in the third quarter, I'm not sure, you wonder why it is or when it is that exactly it happens and stuff. And I don't think kids, are even conscious. They make the decision, but I think anybody that was watching, there was some point in there, wherever the magic time was, that we had kids quit.
Coach, you talked before the game in your interview about how strong this Moline team was inside, just physical strength and their ability. That strength definitely seemed to come through as well. As that team hustles all game long.
Yeah, they did. And I think, and that's a part of, I think as a coach, you got to be careful of saying, it's hustle or intensity. I think those are, simple things. But, I mean, you look, from the game, right from the beginning of the game, the intensity level they had and the intensity level we had were two different things. Of, we literally, some things we had worked on and thought we could surprise them with defensively that we couldn't even get into because they'd get up the floor so fast and we'd get back down the floor so slow. And so, that part's disappointing because, those are things of, it may be that you're not a great shooter, or it may be that, you're not a big kid and stuff, but you can, the one thing you can do, you can play hard all the time. And, I think it's not like they, purposely, decide not to play hard, but it's clearly, anyone that's watching is, Moline had more talent than we did, but also Moline did play harder than we did.
You think they're intimidated a little bit by him?
I don't know. You're the one that's, taught psychology for 5 weeks a couple times. But it's, to me, it is an interesting thing because, you look of, I think there was a period when we got down there in the first quarter where there was, there were some stops where we had to talk. And I think we tried to remain positive in the first half and say, hey, if we keep doing this, we're all right. But, boy, that third quarter, I mean, that's one where was just a nightmare as far as watching. And as I said to the kids, that some of them are out there just battling like crazy, and it's just tough because, sometimes, you got teammates and they're not doing the same kind of things that they do in practice, of whether it's, intensity defensively and stuff. And I think, the thing that's so hard to convince kids is that the better the team is, the more you have to concentrate on your basic skills, your basic fundamentals. And, the simplest thing is, that they always say is, against a great team, complete your passes. And you look, tonight, that would certainly be something we had a problem of even completing passes. It'd be interesting to see on sideline out of bounds plays of how many times they scored when we inbounded on sideline out of bounds passes and how many times we got the ball inbounds. And, that's kind of scary with it and stuff. And so, it's one of those nights where right now, I just don't have much in the way of positive to say, because I do think, tonight was something where first half we competed, second half, we didn't compete. And so, luckily it's a road game, so, people didn't see how we represented Galesburg.
Well, Coach, going along with that intimidation factor, Mynika and Jessica more consistent offensive players all season. Jessica only attempted three shots in the game. I can't imagine that, you'd like to see her take a few more, I would imagine. Then Mynika going 1-for-8 in the game. A lot of those misses, she was fading away from the basket or moving away from the basket.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, that's, we've talked with all our kids. I think, what'll be really interesting is, that there's still a lot of season left, and we can work and we can improve. and things. But, you know, there's the two things that I think that are interesting. One is, you know, when you get into these situations that, you know, losing sometimes reveals character. And for some of our kids here, you know, what was revealed tonight with some of them isn't positive. And so hopefully that it's just an abnormal situation, and it's something that's correctable. Because if it isn't, you know, ultimately those won't be kids that are going to be able to win in the long run if that's true all the time. The second thing is that you look up, you know, everybody says we're young. Is you look here, the difference physically and strength. Mm-hmm. Their kids,
they're young too.
Yeah, and they're young. But I guess the point would be is that, you know, we've talked about, last summer tried to talk with the kids when they're coming off the frost soft level, and the importance of the weight room and all those kind of things. It's hard for them to believe because when they're coming off there. The interesting thing will be is when we get done with this season. Because, you know, Jim mentioned to me once before, said, do you guys lift weights? Well, to our kids, that should be a huge insult, because they should look like they do lift weights, because they do. But it's something of just, you know, point blank that the kids will have to, you know, if I guess what I'm saying is that's one aspect. But in general is going to be is, you know, which of the kids will decide, you know, I'm going to be a different player, and I'm going to be a different player because of what I do the rest of this season. And then I'll be a different player based on what I do in the off season too.
Thank you so much, Evan.
Yeah, see you, psychologist.
Okay, that's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you tonight by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll come back and have our final stats for you, ugly as they are, in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Time to take your temperature.
But my ears hurt.
Done. Your temperature's normal.
How'd you do it?
Slide your finger across your forehead. That's how our new thermometer works.
Wow.
With Exergen's temporal scanner thermometer, you'll be able to take your kid's temperature before they know it.
I know the temperature of our new thermometer.
What?
Really cool.
Just stroke the thermometer across the forehead and you'll get an accurate reading in seconds. Exergen's temporal scanner, the kinder, gentler way to take temperature.
The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer is made in the USA and available at Walmart, Sam's Clubs, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers.
When my husband or kids have sore throats, I know I have the touch that can relieve their pain. It's called the Chloraseptic Touch.
Now moms have new Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Spray. Its targeted nozzle puts the strongest medicine you can get without a prescription right where you need it. Fast relief starts the moment Chloraseptic Max touches your throat. Plus, it coats to protect.
Nothing soothes like a mother's touch and Chloraseptic.
New Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Spray. One touch relief. The Chloraseptic Touch. Use as directed.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Our post-game final stats brought to you on WGIL by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson and Galesburg. Hey, you've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. Go out there and drown your sorrows in a baked potato, right? I tell you. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for the Moline Maroons, they were led in scoring by Markeisha Harris, who scored 23 points in the game. Emily Kozlerick had 18 points for the Maroons, 7 points for Miranda Giever, 6 in the game for Alyssa Decker, 4 points for Erica Leader, 4 in the game for Amanda Smith, 2 for Annie Shaw Spellman, and 1 point in the game for Brittany Bush. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring tonight by Sarah Baker, the only streak player in double figures. She had 10, 6 from Mynika Warner, who was in foul trouble early but ended up with only 3 fouls. Shelby Pacheco had 6 points for Galesburg, 5 in the game for Jessica Howard. She had the only points for Galesburg in the third quarter when they were outscored 24-3. There were 3 points in the game for Megan Young. Bailey Boyer had 3 points. 2 points for Katarina Mangieri. Ty Peachy had 2 points. And Whitney Daler, who started, did not score. And the sixth man, Maddie Boyer, also did not score. It was 21-9. Moline at the end of the first quarter. The Lady Maroons outscoring Galesburg 13-12 in the second quarter. And it was 34-21. 13-point halftime lead. But as Coach Massey just mentioned, the third quarter was a disaster for Galesburg, as the Streaks were outscored 24-3 in the third quarter to trail at 58-24. And then Galesburg in mop-up time outscored the Maroons 16-7 in the fourth quarter, and they lose it 65-40.
Some other notable stats, Jim. Not, you mentioned that Markeisha Harris scored 23 and Kuzlarich had 18. That was in three quarters of play. They didn't even play the fourth quarter. So they definitely put it to the streaks when they were on the floor. Moline out-rebounded, as we were talking about, how they were getting to every loose ball, every rebound. That rebound in the streaks, 31-19. A pretty big discrepancy for how many made shots were made at the Moline end of the floor. And the streaks ended with, after only having 9 turnovers in the first half, ended with 25 per my count.
You know, I played on a team in high school that lost 13 in a row and, you know, finally beat Lake Park to end the streak. And Lake Park was a first-year high school at that time back in 1963-64 season. And, boy, I tell you, it was upsetting to play on a team like that. And, you know, you'd go out there in that game and they'd get the other team and get the lead on you. And it's really easy to pack it in.
Oh, yeah. And that might, as Coach said, he felt like some of the girls probably quit in this one. And you look at a team, you come in knowing the reputation of a team, especially a team like Moline, which, as we talked before the game, is definitely one of the top teams in the state and has played that way all season long. And you come out, you get a little bit of a deficit, shots aren't falling, you're getting beat up and down the floor, and then you kind of get in the mentality, we're not going to win this game anyway. Unfortunately, that seemed to be the mentality the streaks ended up taking.
Well, you know, the Argus Dispatch and the Quad City Times used to call Galesburg the evil empire because the streaks would come up here every year and dominate. And yesterday morning in the Quad City Times, they barely mentioned Galesburg in the mention of Moline. They were pointing towards the Alleman game on Thursday night, and I thought that was kind of an insult towards Galesburg, but it turned out to be true. As the streaks lose by 25, but it just as easily could have been 45.
Oh, yeah, especially with most of the starting lineup not playing even in that fourth quarter. The Moline coach, Steve Ford, definitely called off the dogs for that fourth quarter, but The streaks definitely showed that they're at a different level right now. Moline is playing at an elite level. Their athletes are stronger, faster, and play the game harder right now. And the one thing Coach talked about was the fact that you want to be careful in talking about it. Intensity and hustle and those kind of things, but those are easy things to play with. You can lose a game by 15 and play a game hard. Is you know, I'm sure your team did in some of those games that you lost in the 13 in a row, but the streaks just did not play this game hard. We've seen the streaks play hard. We've seen them play hard for complete games. If they had gotten an effort like they did in the second half against Maine South, this game would have been a close one into the fourth quarter for sure, and we just didn't see that. I asked Coach briefly about Jessica Howard and Mynika Warner. Now, that's two of your top scorers all season long. Howard only musters up 3 shots all game, goes 2 for 3, a 3-pointer and 2. And then Mynika, 1 for 8. Most of her shots were fading away. You'd like to get Mynika at the point where Markeisha Harris is. She did not settle for outside jump shots, shots with bad angles. She did a good job once she got the ball that she would square herself up, get rebounds, go right back in at the basket. And Mynika too often goes fading away from the basket on her rebound shot putback attempts and isn't able to put them back in.
Our final stats brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson and Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate CASA of Knox County, our Hometown Hundreds winner from this past week. Congratulations, CASA, from F&M Bank and WGIL.
Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight is 5'8 junior Sarah Baker, who had 10 points in the game for the Silver Streaks tonight. So congratulations to Sarah, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We're up in the Crow's Nest at Wharton Fieldhouse. Great to be back here after 33 years and in the Crow's Nest. And our thanks to Chaz back at the Galesburg Broadcast Center for spinning the dials tonight. Samantha Kay for getting us on the air. And again, our thanks to Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury for that 2008 Nissan Rogue. Our next broadcast will be on Thursday night. It will be Quincy and the Silver Streaks at John Thiel Gym. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. The Blue Devils and the Streaks should have, I would guess, a pretty good game. I know Quincy's going to come in there expecting to win. They just beat West Central the other night, a team that beat Galesburg at Thanksgiving. The sophomores lose tonight to Moline, 45-42. Mike Rux's Chargers now 8-6, 3-1 in the conference. In the varsity final, it was Moline 65 and Galesburg 40. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.